Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Dubai. A round of applause at the UN Climate Summit after global leaders reached a breakthrough agreement to transition away from climate warming fossil fuels, including coal, oil, and gas. COP28 President Sultan Al Jaber.
It is a balanced plan that tackles emissions, bridges the gap on adaptation, reimagines global finance, and delivers on loss and damage.
Among concerns, how to pay for it. Lawmakers in Washington are expected to vote today on a resolution to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
If the House approves, Republican-led committees would have more power to examine the president's business dealings. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We've come to this impasse where following the facts where they lead is hitting a stone wall because the White House is impeding that investigation now. They're not allowing witnesses to come forward and thousands of pages of documents.
The 14-page resolution lays out rules for public hearings and directs the relevant House committees to publish a public report with their findings. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The president's son, who's been indicted in a federal tax fraud case, is under orders to report to Capitol Hill today. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The deposition is scheduled for the House Rayburn office building. Hunter Biden is under subpoena for a transcribed interview behind closed doors. Senior House Republicans say they will initiate contempt of Congress proceedings if Hunter Biden refuses to show.
We'll get an update from the Fed on interest rates. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Interest rates are likely to remain at 5.25% to 5.5%. That's good news for savers who are really excited about being able to get 5% interest on high-yield savings accounts, some money market accounts, and even certificates of deposit.
After a nationwide spate of thefts, Apple is rolling out a new security setting for iPhones. Stolen device protection will use your location to figure out if you're at home or at work. If it looks like you're somewhere unfamiliar, it'll ask for Face ID and a passcode before it allows changes like checking or resetting passwords. Family and friends are mourning the loss of an Emmy-winning actor.
From now on, call me Velvet Thunder.
Andre Brower starred in NBC's Brooklyn Nine-Nine and in the 90s police drama Homicide, Life on the Street. His breakthrough movie role, 1989's Glory with Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman. His publicist says Brower died after a short illness. He was 61. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
My brother-in-law died suddenly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
A new time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's official. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has moved up its start time for their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more viewers can watch the UW women's volleyball match against Texas tomorrow night. So the Badgers basketball team will tip off now at 6 p.m., followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That'll be at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. Giannis says that now that he's turned 29, he feels the need to share the ball more.
No, that's what the leader does. You know, sometimes it's not about you, it's about the team.
here in a good shot, you know, and I'm okay with that. Maybe if you asked me 5 years ago, I was 24, teams that we played, maybe I wasn't okay with that. You know, I wanted to make something happen all the time, but now, no matter what happens, I'm going to come back tomorrow, I'm still going to be me.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 25. Tomorrow, sunshine, 45. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy, a few late-day showers with a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. K.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It's December 13th. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north. From wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Maybe the Civic Media app is what brings you by today, or podcast, or social media. Nice to have you along. I've got a question for you. How's your shopping going? And your wrapping, and your card signing, and is anybody else in my boat of having to start over for one of the gifts? I'll tell you about that in a second. Here's what's on tap this morning from our home base here at 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls. Bullying. Sometimes you can stand up to a bully. Sometimes the bully comes back for your lunch money again, and sometimes he gets it. Reports indicate that one member of the UW Board of Regents is on the verge of flipping her vote and caving to the bullying of legislative Republicans who have been blocking pay raises and building funds as part of a campaign to attack diversity and inclusion programs. So we'll get the latest that we've learned on that front. Sherita Booker will be here, social media manager for Up North News, to tell us some of the most popular stories that you're clicking on and reading and watching. We will have this week's climate check with Melissa Baldoff about the unusual weather extremes that are to be expected with a changing climate. We'll look to talk to Melissa Kay from Locally Grown Radio in Wisconsin Rapids as part of today's history lesson. In our second hour, schools are facing staffing shortages. We'll discuss how the tightening labor market is making it extremely difficult for your neighborhood schools to find the support staff to keep things operating smoothly for educators and kids. We'll talk to the superintendent up in Superior about that challenge and much more. Jennifer Wojcicki, meteorologist from Weatherology, will have our forecast heading into the rest of the week. And let's see, it's Wednesday. So Todd Alba from the conveniently named Todd Alba Show will be around near the end of the show, close to 8 o'clock as well. And so will you if you care to join us at 844-967-2789. You can email us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. You can leave comments on the Facebook video feed of this year's fine program. And, of course, always feel free to call or text using the Civic Media app. 6 a.m. temperatures around Wisconsin look like this. It is 25 up here on Lake Wissota, 23 in Hayward. And then I haven't looked at where like the cloud line is or where fronts are, but it's one of those weird days where it's cooler to the south. Park Falls is at 20, Wausau 22, Green Bay 24. Then you get down to La Crosse, they're at 21, Wisconsin Rapids 22, Oshkosh 25. But then you get down to Madison, it's 16 degrees right now. Waukesha is at 18 degrees, and Waukesha is where we find Greg Bach at the studios of WAUK and the Shaw, and the birthday boy is a year older. He's now a year and a day older. How was the rest of your birthday?
It was great. Got done with As Goes Wisconsin, then went home, had a meeting, and then that was it for the rest of the day. Got a haircut and got some dinner. We had Thai food, watched some TV, and that was it. I was in bed by 8:30.
Ooh.
I know.
Shuddering with such a party animal. Party but, you know, time. Birthdays on a Tuesday. Birthdays on a Tuesday are just going to be that way. Did anything special happen during Ascos, Wisconsin?
Not at all.
Shut up.
Rather boring day.
Really? The show was, really?
It wasn't even that good of a show because we were interrupted by some ne'er-do-well salesperson from Waukesha who's like, I've got flowers for a big bearded man.
From I believe it was Dollhouse Gifts, if I remember correctly.
For the listeners listening, one Pat Kreitlow, not to be confused with Pat Kretschlow, as someone referred to him once on the text lines, got me a lovely bouquet of birthday flowers with a nice little note. And because he's such a sweet boy.
Yes.
But thank you very much. I very much appreciate that. And that just goes to show, not only do men like getting flowers, but men get other men flowers.
They do. Yeah. Especially if you can get a laugh out of it and misspell somebody's name on the card and put some XOs and XOs on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
a lot of love
went into trying to get that laugh, buddy.
and I told you before we went on the air, I got home and I was holding the flowers. My wife goes, oh, and I'm like, they're for me.
I'm sure she understood because they go right next to the flowers that I'm sure she got you. Ooh, she just got somebody in trouble. Ooh.
No, she didn't have to give me flowers. She was, I'm not going to lie, she was quite generous with her gifts this year. And we do that back and forth with each other. We're like, stop. Just, you know, it's just put a roof on it. Put a ceiling on this. But we just like that. We don't have kids, so we spoil each other. Now we have a dog, so we have to spoil her.
So I mentioned having to start over with a gift.
Yeah.
And I can mention this because Sherry usually listens from 6 to 6:45. She's got a 45-minute drive to work up in Rice Lake. But she was working last night, so she's working overnight at the hospital. So she doesn't listen in the hospital here. The one thing that she always says wistfully every year is how jealous she is that the kids, all the kids have those sneakers that light up. You know, when you walk, they've got the little LEDs built in. And she's always joking, like, oh, they should make adult ones of that. And so a long time back, I'd opened up a web page, you know, women's shoes that light up or whatever. And there were several brands there. And I picked one that was kind of the most colorful and I sent away for it. Yep. Yes.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Okay. There we go.
Back in my day, you had to wait 6 to 8 weeks for shipping, and there was no COD.
So I sent away. I placed my order at some online merchant and got it. And looked, and they are extremely colorful.
Yeah.
They do not light up. There are no LEDs.
Oh, they're just colorful?
They just came up in the Google search, even though they do not qualify. And I clicked on it without reading carefully. I just saw the bright colors and thought those were made by lights. They're not. They're just painted or whatever very nicely, but they don't light up. So now, but it's too late now because we're exchanging gifts tomorrow because we don't want to have to take them in our luggage, when we travel. And so I don't have time to return them. So I'm going to look like an absolute, buffoon.
No, buffoon.
Another old ring that bell again. I like that one. How did I get to be this age?
You're just acting like an old so-and-so right there with your curmudgeonly attitude and I'm going to take a nap. I get what you're saying, Pat. I understand. But at the end of the day, one, you listened to her. Two, you kept it up here in the brain box. And three, it's a sweet gesture and it's a fun story.
That's true. I've got that much. And it is a good story because she knows that I'm occasionally, forgetful, and she'll just go, oh, Pat, that's so you.
I've never met Dr. Kreitlow. I love her already.
Oh, yes.
And the two of you together. Oh, my God. Chef's kiss of sweetness.
Just adorbs. Here's one thing we disagree on, though, as I was about to ask you a couple things about As Goes Wisconsin yesterday, listening in, plotting and scheming my floral delivery.
Okay.
At what point, when you're talking about gifts,
there
was a discussion on coasters, cork, sandstone.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys mentioned photo coasters, but my wife has loved to get photo coasters. So, mm-hmm. you know, with the grandkids and everything yeah. else. And I've learned to hate them with a passion of a thousand suns because wow. they're very smooth. Yeah. And so your drink with the condensation,
yeah.
you pick up the glass and the coaster sticks to it. And then it falls and then a little puddle. Falls. I want sandstone every time. And I wanted to ask about the cork ones because you mentioned, somebody mentioned, you or Jane mentioned cork coasters.
Yeah.
And I wondered if they work as well as sandstone for not only for, you know, absorbing the condensation from your glass.
Yeah.
But I would worry that the cork would kind of deteriorate rather quickly, but maybe it doesn't.
Well, for me, I see a lot of coasters with cork bottoms, so they yeah. move, they slide easier and whatnot. But here's a fun little hack for that, with regard to your world-ending coaster problem. I know this sounds a little crazy, but sprinkle a little salt on the coaster. Condensation probably over.
Really?
Yep. I do that when I go to restaurants. When they put a napkin down and they put your drink down on the napkin, I just sprinkle a little salt on the napkin, and then the napkin never sticks to the glass.
I've never heard that before. Wow. Okay. Yeah. And the other thing that you guys covered yesterday, again, just very briefly, you know, I'm a fan of my cast iron skillets, and got into whether you can or should wash them or not.
Yeah.
And boy, do people get passionate about that one way or the other.
That's one of those things where, like, I get it. I get passionate about Lego. I'm passionate about music, very passionate about comedy, but there gives me no more joy than things like that, that people can fill up a comment section about, where I go, yeah, I don't care. it's a skillet. I'll wash it right in front of you just to make you mad.
From what I've heard, the trick is, and what I did in the early years of it was, you can wash it.
Yeah.
You have to dry it really well, really fast.
Yeah.
Maybe even put it in an oven for a little bit to be sure it dries. Oh. Now I don't. I found like a chainmail thing, you know, that takes care of it nicely. No, seriously. Yeah. It's just, you know, made out whatever, and some other scraper things. And so now I'm trying it without the washing. It doesn't matter either way. People love to get caught up in the debate one way or the other. You do what works for
exactly. you. Exactly. You, and that is your cast iron skillet. It has no feelings. It has no representation. It can't vote. It has no rights to anything. You choose to do what you want with it. Well, within reason, and wash it or don't wash it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But live your life and be happy.
Yeah. Live your life and be happy. There's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
The daily newsletter is out from Up North News, and among the stories on there, Yelp, their 100 top hotels in the United States, includes one Wisconsin entry. Try to guess what it was. Also, a summary of what President Biden's infrastructure law has done so far for Wisconsin. Again, you can sign up for our newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner there. There's also a store there if you do are looking for last-minute gifts because you bought the wrong size or the wrong type or something. And we have newsletters and tote bags that are for sale there as well. We'll unpack the news coming up in just a bit. We will also visit with Sharita Booker, social media manager for Up North News. Find out what y'all been clicking on, reading, and watching. Again, things that you can continue to monitor throughout the time when we're on a quick break for the holiday for the radio show. The news never stops, and neither do the social media posts. So monitor us there. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Wednesday morning, when you're here, you're Up North. Back in a bit.
This is 93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you, you've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Asgo's, Wisconsin, with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
Asgo's, Wisconsin, with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap for 2010, or check out foxviewlanes.com. The Shaw, WAUK for 2010, or check out foxviewlanes.
What time is that? I just got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
Do try to imagine a young Pat and Sherry dating in college running for the dance floor whenever Morris Day and the Time would come on. It is Morris Day's 66th birthday. All right, again, our newsletter you can sign up for at upnorthnewswi.com. Let's see, I did cover that one. I did want to tease as well that after we hear from Sherita Booker here in just a second, she's going to join us, but then we'll get into whether bullying is a function of government that is still effective. Apparently it is, based on what's happening at the Board of Regents. We'll find out more about that right after we learn a bit more about the social media posts that you are watching and reading here at Up North News. And now, one more time before our holiday break, here's Sherita Booker, social media manager for Up North News. Sherita, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good. I asked this of Christina yesterday. I'm going to ask it of you now. You don't have to be like specific about your plans, but what are you looking forward to most, you know, this year or just overall every year at the holidays? What are you looking forward to most as we come up on the big weekend?
I am looking forward to just having some time off of work.
I know your work schedule, and I agree with that 1,000%. So, yes, time off is going to be awesome.
My kids are off at the same week, so it'll be nice. We all get to stay home together, so I'm excited for that.
You're not like you know, Christina mentioned yesterday that there's a day where, like, they all agree they don't get out of their pajamas all day long, which I think my daughters and I, and my wife, we did that a couple of times while they were growing up. Do you have like an all lazy pajama kind of day, or are you guys like seeing family and friends and shopping and things like that?
Not intentionally a lazy day, but there are days where we're just wearing our pajamas all day and being lazy. So
nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. And, you know, there are things to do. It's all about, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, and we're going to end with that one about, you know, what it's like to grow up here, but we're going to keep it with the holiday spirit at first and talk about Christmas movies or holiday movies. And we're not going to get into whether Die Hard is a holiday movie or not. That's a debate for another day, but there are plenty of movies on the list that you may or may not think they're holiday movies. But if you look state by state, wow, Sherita, there's a big difference of opinion. What was this post about?
So we posted a map of your favorite Christmas movie in each state. And according to HubScore, Wisconsin's favorite Christmas movie of all time is Home Alone. Some of the others that came out on top in Wisconsin include Die Hard, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Story, and It's a Wonderful Life. Pretty Baked MT said, nope, that the Santa Claus. That's one of my favorites also. And another funny comment, XX Levi said, weird, look at California, Oregon, and Illinois. Their favorite Christmas movie, it says Violent Night.
It's Violent Night.
I've never heard of that.
It's like this kind of a horror movie. I think it came out, if not last year, maybe the year before. I mean, there are some others here that are just absolutely questionable and tells us a little bit too much about people in that state. So I would say people should check out our Instagram post on that. And if you've got any complaints, take it to the people at hubscore.co and not the nice people at Up North News. And again, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Just start there. You know, you don't have to watch Elf if you don't want to. I don't. I'm not a Christmas Story person myself. I'm not big into that. But I'm not going to do the horror movies. I don't know. Maybe you do.
I've been watching It's a Wonderful Life since I was a kid with my grandparents, and I love it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, It's a classic for a reason. So, all right. One of the other more popular posts of the past week, again, to no surprise on the news side of things, was the Dane County judge listening to a challenge to an 1849 law and whether it's an abortion ban or not. And it sounds like that post is still getting a lot of traffic.
Yep. So Judge Diana Schlipper, I believe it's pronounced, that the arcane legal language in the abortion statute applies to when someone injures a woman with intent to end her pregnancy and not a consensual process sought by a pregnant woman. So the law reverts back to a 1985 statute that protects abortion rights. And that post on our Instagram had 3,000 likes and over 200 comments. Jen Plays with Flowers said, finally, a woman making laws for women.
There, and obviously there's a little bit of back and forth on this. That's understandable on this issue. Compare it now to our last one, which is supposed to be a feel good post about growing up in Wisconsin. And I'm jumping ahead, except to say people, and you know which people I'm talking to, you people who take a feel good post and try to politicize it. And look, we love talking politics on this show, but just enjoy life in Wisconsin for 5 minutes. Sharita, tell us about the post.
Yeah, so I found this post that's been being shared around by Wisconsinites. So I wanted to share it with our newsroom audience. So the post is by Kevin G. Renard, and it says, I grew up in Wisconsin where we have Friday Night Fish Fries, the nation's largest music festival, Summerfest, and Harley Davidson. We are America's Dairyland, home to the nation's largest water park, Noah's Ark, Laura Ingalls Wilder and Ringling Brothers, House on the Rock, and 14,000 Lakes. And then let's not forget the Great Bear, the Brewers, the Green Bay Packers, and cheese. I grew up in Wisconsin where you can fish, hunt, water ski, and snowmobile, sometimes all in 1 week. And of course, a bubbler is something you drink from, and a water fountain is something you throw a penny in and make a wish. I love growing up in Wisconsin. Repost if you did too.
And people did. And many people left wonderful comments.
Yeah, there was like 600 likes on that. Air Bellycon commented, shh, nobody needs to know about Wisconsin. Let's keep the traffic population where it's at.
Nice. And I like that. I like that. But, you know, then some people just had to go be their troll-like selves. And, you know, shame on you. You, if you like growing up in Wisconsin, add your thing about growing up in Wisconsin. And look, there's so much more than what you had on there. But that was almost poetry, don't you think? Somebody very proud to grow up in Wisconsin.
Somebody did mention that they forgot to add the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's always something you can add on there, but this is a pretty nice base to build off of. So let's keep that in mind as we head into a Wisconsin holiday season. Sharita Booker, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for everything over the years, all the updates and putting all these great things on social media. And we'll talk to you again in the new year.
See you later, Pat. Thank you.
All right, let's say that in the Christmas spirit, a present had been delivered by the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents on Saturday in that surprising 9-8 vote to stand up to the Grinch, Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, who has single-handedly been and arguably illegally holding up the pay raises for tens of thousands of UW system employees as part of his not so flattering attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs for reasons anybody is able to speculate about, that has become such a key issue for him rather than the proper education of, and the health of our educational institutions. However, it appears the bullying tactics have been working. Senate Republicans have talked about maybe not confirming some of the regents who are Governor Evers' appointees. Whatever the case may be, it appears that somebody may have flipped because the Board of Regents has scheduled a vote for early this evening, and it indicates on the agenda that Regent Amy Blumenfeld-Bogost, who voted against the deal on Saturday, is now a co-sponsor of today's motion requesting adoption. And I thought, well, who is that? Well, Governor Evers appointed her sometime back here. The date escapes me, but she is the CEO of a Milwaukee startup. She is a Madison attorney who represents sexual assault victims. She runs a firm located on Capitol Square and has expertise in Title IX, the federal gender equity law. So we'll continue to monitor that today. Melissa Baldoff's up next. You're up north.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Almost 200 countries at the COP28 Climate Summit have approved a plan to ramp up renewable energy and transition away from coal, oil, and gas. The BBC's Carl Nasmet from Dubai.
This deal has been gaveled through. We're not expecting that. I have to say it comes as a surprise because in speaking with some nations earlier today, there wasn't a unanimous agreement that this was a text that they would support.
House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Speaker Mike Johnson.
We've come to this impasse where following the facts where they lead is hitting a stone wall because the White House is impeding that investigation now.
The Arizona Supreme Court is weighing whether to allow abortions up to 15 weeks of pregnancy or reinstate a near total ban from 1864. Planned Parenthood's Jill Gibson.
We absolutely have to stand up and say we will not stand for this. We will not stand to have our rights taken away from us.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin property taxes are expected to see its largest increase since the Great Depression next year, though most homeowners probably won't feel it. That's according to the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The total property tax jump will come out to almost 5%, but two state tax credits included in this year's state budget will bring down how much homeowners actually pay. All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 25. Tomorrow, sunshine, 45. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy, a few late-day showers with a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
Breaking
milk.
Breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. UK.
frightful.
Okay.
But the
okay.
Fire is so delightful.
All right, I'm trying to be funny. A little bit sarcastic, a little bit subversive. But look, this is the world we live in right now, where you can play Let It Snow on December 13th, and it will sound ironic. And that brings us to our weekly climate check, and Melissa Baldoff is with us. Melissa, thank you for playing along. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right, thanks. But, I mean, it's not a surprise what we're going to talk about this week, because we are in brown Christmas territory. Which, you know, does happen from time to time, but as we've said with so many other climatological events, things are getting either, exacerbated or made more extreme by a changing climate. And the evidence continues to be out there. We were just looking at a press release from, was it Clark County, where the snowmobile trails, they just said closed till further notice. Which is fun. Isn't it funny that they have to do that? I'm like, do you have a window? Of course the trails are closed, but maybe they're thinking, hey, by the way, no ATVs, nothing. Do not come out on these trails yet. Maybe.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's wild. You know, we continue to see warmer temperatures. And on the one hand, look, nobody wants to deal with piles and piles of snow all the time. I think that people often appreciate a slightly warmer temperature this time of year. I know that everyone in my house is always happy on a day we don't have to shovel as much snow, right? So there are things that people like about it, of course. But the bigger picture is that it's actually a problem that our weather and the weather patterns have changed so much. And having warmer temperatures for longer heading into the winter months does really have a significant impact on outdoor recreation. So like you mentioned, the press release coming out of Clark County that the snowmobile and ATV trails are closed because the conditions are not such that it's going to be practical and safe for people to be out there riding right now. And that's really unfortunate because, there are so many people who, enjoy the recreation opportunities available in the winter. And, it's a big loss to have, not as many opportunities for snowmobiling, for sledding, for the little ones. We talked before about the impact that the changing weather has on water. This is an impact on people who like to go ice fishing if, the ice isn't going to be thick enough in time, so it really impacts a lot of what people are doing outdoors in the winter.
And we should note, as I pull up the Clark County announcement, and I think they really do want to make the point that ATVs, UTVs are not allowed on winter ATV, UTVs are not allowed on winter ATV trails from November 1st to May 14th. They note that the Bruce Mound Winter Sports Area will not open December 16th as scheduled, and they will continue to watch the conditions. We talk about taking the kids out sledding. Melissa, this is actually a very huge sector of the state economy. That's not just some kids on sleds. This is serious dollars and cents to businesses, not just here up north, but statewide.
It absolutely is. And, this is, we just are experiencing a record year for Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry. The numbers came out just recently that the outdoor recreation industry in Wisconsin brought in nearly $10 billion with a B dollars into the state. That was about a 7% increase over the previous record the year before. And definitely that includes things like snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, ice fishing, all of the things that people enjoy doing during the winter.
Yeah, right.
Right. And that's a big impact for, like you said, those local restaurants, hotels, taverns that are really relying on people who are getting out to enjoy the recreation opportunities to, keep a lot of those businesses going in the winter months. So, it's going to have a big effect. You know, if we continue to see these warmer winters and, you know, the precipitation shifting from snow to rain, or, you know, just like freezing rain, that is going to severely impact, you know, what those recreation options are. And that has an economic impact as well.
And in all cases, for folks who sometimes, you know, miss kind of the basics of this, and they say, well, you know, what is it that, you know, quote unquote, global warming does? And it's the thing is, when you trap that much more warmer air in, you evaporate that much more, and therefore you can release that much more precipitation later in an extreme flood, but you also can have the extreme drought because you're evaporating so much more and taking that out of the soil. And, you know, USA Today has an article this week about just the entire national impact in, you know, extreme events throughout the country. But as we, like I said, as we look here in Wisconsin, we have typically talked about it from a farming standpoint, and then from a certainly from an overall standpoint. But moving into this winter recreation season is just a good reminder that yes, it will snow, yes, it will get cold again, but you have to start to bake these kinds of things into the economic equation. You know, much like some places might go multiple years with a drought, we certainly could see multiple winters where we don't make the revenue that we used to, and it's so extreme and unpredictable these days. And that's the last thing Wisconsin's tourism sector needs.
Exactly. And, you know, I think it's important too, to keep in mind that while yes, you know, overall temperatures are getting warmer and there is that big effect that we talked about, you know, it doesn't mean that the colder weather and the snow aren't going to come. And what happens often is that we are seeing that part of the equation be even more unpredictable, you know, while we're getting, you know, extreme warm temperatures, you know, we're also seeing some places that are getting all-time record lows with, you know, incredibly freezing wind chill temperatures. And that's going to be something that has an impact as well, right? So when we do finally get snow, you know, if we just only experience, you know, blizzards instead of just kind of that regular snow cover to keep that recreation going, that's a problem too. Just, you know, having it a little bit warmer for longer and then all of a sudden you get like dumped with freezing snow isn't helpful here.
No, it definitely is not. And it's again, it's not just Wisconsin. You had parts of California that flipped from extreme drought to now they're getting a you know, an atmospheric river of rain and having some of the snowiest seasons in decades, you know, in the Sierras. You, of course, we saw over the summer consecutive day records of extreme high temperatures in the Southwest. You know, Greece went from the worst wildfire season on record immediately to unprecedented flooding, and that was just in the course of a summer. Fort Lauderdale got one downpour with over 2 feet of rain. Up to 20 inches of that was in just 6 hours. So look, we talk about policy and all the things, the little things that we can do as individuals and certainly at the larger level, you know, the national level. We've talked about the COP28 conference. But I think our point today is just to note that the way the weather is looking right now, as we look toward a brown Christmas, is just that reminder that with these extremes, like you said, we could just as easily in short order be getting something that is so massively more snowy than we're used to or massively colder than we're used to. And that doesn't mean, oh, there must not be any global warming. It's a result of it.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the other thing that people should really keep in mind is that, you know, when you have a situation where, you know, like you just talked about in Fort Lauderdale, this 2 feet of rain just, you know, suddenly impacting a community, or when there is going to be, you know, similarly in Wisconsin, if we get, you know, a dump of 2 or 3 feet of snow somewhere, the way that communities are going to deal with that is, you know, they're going to be so reliant on state and local government to come in and play a role in recovering if there is a disaster, or just, you know, digging out literally and figuratively, you know, as, you know, we have snow come. So it's so important for our state and local government to be taking steps to improve resilience, to mitigate the effects of climate change, to reduce carbon emissions, everything that they can be doing, because they are going to be the ones who are oftentimes, you know, first on the scene to respond to this really extreme weather, that we know these inclement weather incidences can be incredibly costly. They're getting more and more expensive. And, you know, yeah, if, you know, the federal government steps in and plays a role, sometimes insurance companies are stepping in to play a role in mitigating these things. But really, it's going to be state and local government who are responding first. So it's incredibly important that they are, you know, operating with that mindset of what can we do to mitigate the most harmful effects of climate change? Because, you know, they're the ones who are going to be out there.
Yeah. And not to let any inertia at the global, at the national level, be a distraction or a deterrent from doing the right things in our own backyard. I mean, we know that the COP28 climate talks, they've basically gone into overtime, you know, in Dubai, because you have some of the oil producing countries that are really balking at any kind of fossil fuel phase out language that's out there. And look, that's probably something you expect them to say. And there may be agreements, there may be big agreements, there may be small agreements, but it really doesn't remove the necessity for on the home front to essentially, as they said back in World War II, to do our part.
Yep, I think that's exactly right. You know, those talks at COP are very important, but then what actually is going to get things done is the action that is happening in communities, you know, all around the country. So, you know, it's encouraging that the talks have been happening. It's frustrating to see that they are once again, and as seems to always be, really stymied by the conversations around fossil fuels, because we know that that resistance is so profit driven for those corporations who don't want to lose their record profits. But it's encouraging that the conversations are happening, and really, like you said, the most important work is going to happen in our communities.
It has to. It has to happen here, because again, if you just let, you know, the volatility of global events dictate things, then it will be too late. And look, when we're going to take a little holiday break here, when we come back on the other side, we'll have a much clearer look at how the whole COP28 conference went. But we'll also be looking at what we can do, you know, from a state policy level. Is there anything else the legislature can do? Are there things that candidates can say during 2024 that will help voters understand that they're taking the problem seriously, while at the same time being mindful of, you know, economic impact and, you know, not just job creation, but job loss, you know, that may result from it. All of these things are, for lack of a better term, they're grown-up issues, Melissa. And the worst thing to do for any of us now is to stick our head in the sand.
Yep, I absolutely agree. And they are grown-up issues, but for too long, the grown-ups haven't done enough about it. And that's why we've seen so much advocacy from young people, but it's time for the grownups to get things done.
So I say this with with tongue in cheek here. Yeah, maybe the snowmobile isn't out this week. Maybe the snowshoes aren't out this week, but we still live in a beautiful place. Just wear the hiking boots for another week or two, because again, we're in a theater of seasons. Whatever's happening with the climate, if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes, something will change. Hey, Melissa, before the holidays, can we sit down with you and Joe? We see you on back-to-back days, but I'm willing to bet we can get you two in the same room at some point and just have more of a holiday-themed end-of-the-year conversation. Are you game for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are often in the same room, but, you know, often not. But we could definitely make it work to get in the same room and have a chat.
I think I would like that very much. So we'll do that one more time before the holiday break. Melissa Baldoff, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And we'll be back after this. You're up north.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5, The Tap.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim, Jiminy, Jim.
Hey, happy birthday to Dick Van Dyke. 98 today. Melissa Kay is with us from locally grown radio in Chippewa Falls. How are you?
In Wisconsin Rapids, but also good.
What did I say?
You said Chippewa Falls. That's okay.
Woo! Somebody is so ready for a holiday break here.
I thought you were knocking where you're at. You're like, I'm here.
No. I'm looking at music notes and clicking on buttons and not paying attention to the words coming out of my word hole. So, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids. So, what's new out there?
I'm dancing along to this song. I can't help it. I got to be in this show in La Crosse a while back. And
oh, really?
Yeah. I was a sweep in Mary Poppins.
You were a sweep?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to have the Cockney accent and everything to go along?
Well, I was in I didn't have lines as a sweep. I had lines in other roles because I was in the ensemble, so I did multiple different parts.
Okay.
But tap dancing to this song was so much fun.
Oh, I bet. I could totally see that. And again, Dick Van Dyke, just reminding us, like, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner and Bob Hope and George Burns, making people laugh is apparently one of the secrets to a long life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and my entire childhood.
Yes, she sure did. All right. Another birthday today. Happy 74th birthday to Randy Owen, the lead singer for Alabama.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
We have a very wide range of birthdays today. We have Dick Van Dyke, Randy Owen from Alabama, Ted Nugent. I already mentioned Morris Day from The Time is 66. Jamie Foxx is 56 today.
Cool.
And Evanescence lead singer Amy Lee is 41 today.
Really? And
yes, I know. Hard to believe, right?
I'm just a little bit older than her.
Are you really?
Yep.
I would not have guessed that from either one of you. See, I'm tired, but I'm not too tired to have my manners. It's also happy 48th
They
birthday.
Call it being a suck up, Pat. That's what they call it.
What are you saying, Greg?
If that's the, really, Greg, what you saying?
I said what I said.
So moving on, Tom DeLonge is 48 today, co-founder, guitarist, vocalist from Blink-182. On this day in 1972, Apollo 17, the final moon mission, featured Gene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt becoming the last astronauts to set foot on the moon until whenever the heck it is that we get back there. And I don't know, for purposes of science or curiosity, I'm perfectly good with going back to the moon, in terms of the scientific value of it. I know other people would be like, been there, done that. I don't know. Where do you feel, Melissa?
I think there's more to learn. Mm-hmm. More to know. And who recently just landed? Was it India that just landed on the moon?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you believe that kind of thing.
I was going to say, I'm not even asking Greg because, you know, he's going to say, well, if we landed there the first time.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out if this Earth is round or flat. I got bigger things to worry about.
Yes, you flat earthers around the globe.
Around the globe. I see what she did there. All right.
God, those people are awful. What?
The number one song this day in 1986 was by Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never not be jealous of people that can play the piano this well.
True.
People that can just, you know, he strikes you as the kind of person, you know, just throw anything and he'll just play it. And he'll play it better than the way that you originally heard it. And I just think that's an amazing talent to have.
This song Greg just is. No, I agree. This song just brings me back to being like a kid getting up for St. Mary's in the morning, this song being on the radio all the time.
Oh, it was on all the time. Yeah. I was working at WAQE in Rice Lake. And it felt like that song was on every 5 minutes, you know, but it was a big hit for its time. Oh, look who's on the birthday list now. Can't believe Tay-Tay is 34 today.
I love that we share sort of a birthday.
Sort of a birthday.
You let me have this. And thank you for playing Taylor's version.
Oh, did I play Taylor? Okay. Oh my God, look at I didn't do that intentionally, but I should have. You always got to be mindful of your branding, right? Team Taylor, not Team What's-His-Face. Scotty?
Scooter. How do I take that seriously? Your name is Scooter? Get away from me.
I know. And yet somehow. I don't have any other pearls of wisdom or trivia about Taylor Swift. I mean, she is her own force of nature.
Yeah.
Just read the Time article.
Speaking of the Time article, the photo on the cover, the one with the cat draped over her shoulders.
That's fake.
Have you seen people tried to recreate that on TikTok and other videos?
Oh, my.
Trying to get their cats to lay across the back of their neck, and the cats are having none of it.
Wait, so is it for real? Is she really have a cat on her?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought people had digitally imposed that.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I said it was. I love. I didn't think I could love her anymore. If you want to see something amazing, watch her just talk to people, and as soon as they mention a cat, she turns into another human being.
Really?
Oh yeah. She's like. So I got a cat. You have a cat? What kind of cat do you have? And then she'll be like, oh, that cat's a really nice cat. They like to explore, and they like to. I'm like, you're awesome.
You know why that cat is laying there so nicely is because of a professional animal handler. There's a lighting person there. There's a makeup person there. There's trying to get it done by yourself. I don't know that cat's going to go along with it. I think that cat was heavily tranquilized, but I could, you know, I'm speculating.
Wow. You're really sucking the fun out of this moment.
Happy birthday, Taylor. And Merry Christmas to your cat.
Her cat's Jewish, Pat.
I knew as soon as I said that, I was like, why did I walk into that one? What's happening with you for the holidays there, Melissa?
Oh, you know, it's actually my family Christmases this weekend.
Nice.
Between like 40 to 60 of us will gather at the local town hall and party it up. We're having a taco bar.
Oh, I have to bring lettuce. I want to be the
lettuce
K family.
For the taco bar. So that's the green, the hot sauce or the salsa will be the red. It will be so Christmassy there. It'll be great.
Yeah,
is this an annual? This is an annual gathering that's large for the holidays.
Yes, every year that we
do.
That's
awesome. Oh, good on you. Well, good. Yeah. Well, I hope it's a lot of fun. Thanks for playing along throughout the year, and let's go have some more fun in 2024.
Indeed. Woo! Merry Christmas. Right.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, indeed.
Our hometown segment is coming up in our next hour. You're up north.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.